When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mortal Kombat 1's crossovers are in the spotlight yet once again, with its inclusion of comic book guest characters. But the excitement surrounding Homelander's inclusion in Mortal Kombat 1 took an unexpected turn when Anthony Starr explicitly ruled out providing his own voice lines multiple times. Welcome back, Earthrealm Warriors, to another Tarkatan Bite-sized episode of the Realmcast. I'm your host, the Mortal Kombat Phantom.
And I'm Yanni. Today, we'll take a look at what is actually happening behind the scenes and how this affects Mortal Kombat 1's immersive experience, while also finally putting all the Homelander rumors to rest.
Before we get too far into today's episode, we have a lot of G Fuel that we want to give to you guys. So if you're interested in getting some of this, stick around until the end of the credits where we will explain to you how you can get some G Fuel.
Before diving into the complexities of Anthony Starr's exclusion from Mortal Kombat 1, let's talk about his recent ascension to popular stardom. How did this Kiwi actor find himself at the center of a gaming mystery and drama? Anthony Starr was brought on to Amazon Prime's The Boys to give Homelander life, a character akin to a Superman-esque superhero, but with a dark side. Beyond the screen, Starr showcased his versatility by lending his voice to a 2022 animated version of Homelander in The Boys Presents Diabolical, and making a very recent notable appearance in Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. With the immense love of The Boys, it was no surprise that fans were excited to see Homelander's character would be making a guest appearance in 2023's Mortal Kombat 1.
The inclusion of Homelander in Mortal Kombat 1's downloadable content generated significant excitement among fans of both The Boys and the Mortal Kombat franchise. The prospect of experiencing the menacing presence of Homelander in the brutal and visceral world of Mortal Kombat added a layer of intrigue to the crossover.
However, the excitement was met with disappointment when Anthony Starr confirmed by a succinct Instagram reply on November 12, 2023. That he would not be providing the live-action voice for Homelander in the video game. This revelation raises questions about the factors influencing casting choices in video game crossovers, and the potential implications for the gaming experience. This decision appears inconsistent when considering fellow actors J.K. Simmons and John Cena are lending their voices to their characters Omni-Man and Peacemaker, respectively.
But there are more moments that solidified Anthony Starr's decision not to lend his voice to Homelander in Mortal Kombat 1. And contribute to the unfolding mystery. What prompted Anthony Starr to reveal to his fans that he won't be voicing Homelander? Let's take a further look into more recent events.
To eliminate any ambiguity surrounding his involvement in voicing Homelander in Mortal Kombat 1 2023, Anthony Starr faced a direct question during his recent appearance at For the Love of Sci-Fi. The UK's largest science fiction fan convention served as the backdrop for a pivotal moment where Starr, in response to the inquiry about his role in Mortal Kombat 1, took a contemplative pause before delivering a straightforward response. He steered the conversation away from Mortal Kombat and towards his recent voice work in Call of Duty.
Hey, have you seen Call of Duty? I voice Call of Duty. So go play that.
Hey, have you seen Call of Duty? I voice Call of Duty, so go play that. This interaction further solidified Starr's decision not to lend his voice to Homelander in Mortal Kombat 1, leaving fans with a redirection to another gaming experience where his vocal talents are prominently featured.
This response raises questions about the consistency of casting decisions and the factors influencing Starr's choice, especially considering his willingness to voice his in-game character in Call of Duty's crossover with The Boys. Starr's exclusion from Mortal Kombat 1 underscored the challenges associated with casting choices in video game crossovers, especially when bringing characters from other forms of media into the gaming world. The complexities of aligning schedules, securing rights, and convincing original actors to reprise their roles are persistent hurdles in this dynamic landscape. The incident serves as yet another real-time example of the possible communication challenges faced by developers and actors when dealing with fan expectations and inquiries about casting decisions.
Could it be possible that Star might be bound by an NDA and is actually voicing Homelander in Mortal Kombat 1? Or is it the more likely scenario, based on his negative responses, that Warner Bros. Games made him an offer that he could and did refuse? This is furthered as fan interactions on Anthony Starr's Instagram contribute to the narrative. On December 5th, 2023, a fan expressed disbelief at Anthony not voicing Homelander in Mortal Kombat 1, commenting, "He's not voicing Homelander in MK1 is crazy." Anthony, responding to the fan's query, conveyed a sense of openness to the idea with a contemplative and heart emoji, stating, "I was open to it." This exchange further intensifies the ongoing speculation surrounding the reasons for his exclusion, adding yet another layer to the unfolding mystery. These comments and responses are in fact impacting the Mortal Kombat community. Is it possible that Star is trolling the community, as seems to be the norm in the relationship between Mortal Kombat fans and the franchise? Or could he be bound by an NDA, forcing him not to say anything? Or could he really just not be involved any further past lending his facial likeness?
The choice to exclude Anthony Starr from providing the live-action voice of Homelander in Mortal Kombat 1 raises concerns about the impact on player immersion and the authenticity of the gaming experience. Starr's portrayal of Homelander in The Boys has become iconic, with his distinct voice contributing significantly to the character's menacing presence. The absence of that familiar voice in Mortal Kombat 1 may create a disconnect, potentially affecting the player's connection with the virtual world and altering the character's impact on the overall gaming experience. In fact, this isn't the first time Mortal Kombat fans have faced this situation.
The history of video game crossovers provides valuable lessons regarding casting choices and their impact on player reception. Mortal Kombat 11's decision to use an Arnold Schwarzenegger impersonator for the T-800 character demonstrated the challenges faced when the original actor's likeness and voice are integral to the character. While the impersonator approach allowed the inclusion of the Terminator in the game with a solid quality performance by Chris Cox, it received mixed reviews, highlighting the delicate balance between staying true to the source material and adapting to the constraints of the gaming medium, as people felt it was not a genuine T-800 experience. In the midst of Warner Bros. Ambitious efforts to assemble an impressive lineup for Mortal Kombat 1, like John Cena and J.K. Simmons, fans can't help but question the absence of Anthony Starr. The combination of famous actors and what some people see as unusual choices, including the controversial additions of Ronda Rousey and, more recently, Megan Fox, makes the casting decisions even more interesting. This sparks a flurry of questions among the gaming community, leaving them to ponder the intricacies that govern such choices. As the fan base grapples with the possible absence of Starr, conjecture emerges, questioning the motives behind his apparent exclusion. Is it due to the intricacies of monetary negotiations? Could it be that budgetary constraints influenced the casting choices? Alternatively, was most of the voiceover budget used for securing seemingly more prominent names, perhaps someone of Megan Fox's stature?
Anthony Starr's notable omission from Mortal Kombat 1's voice cast becomes a point of comparison with past incidents, like the removal of Ash Williams from Mortal Kombat 11. Could it be possible that Starr's withdrawal may share common ground with the circumstances leading to Ash Williams' departure? Anthony's statement at the For the Love of Sci-Fi panel have left fans wondering if perhaps there is now more animosity or just a lack of respect between the actor and WB Games. For a deeper understanding of the Ash Williams saga and the issues with character castings in video games, be sure to explore Ash Williams' video. When these circumstances are compared to the full story of the Ash Williams situation, one can gain further understanding of the complexities of these video game crossover decisions.
In light of Anthony Starr's exclusion from Mortal Kombat 1, the incident emphasizes the importance of effective communication and managing fan expectations. The exchange at For the Love of Sci-Fi serves as a reminder that in an era where social media provides a direct channel between creators and fans, transparency about casting choices can help mitigate potential disappointment. Clear communication about such decisions can actually foster understanding among fans and potentially pave the way for alternative approaches, such as providing context for the casting choices or addressing potential concerns. In the realm of Mortal Kombat 1, where John Cena and J.K. Simmons join the star-studded ensemble, fans find themselves perplexed by the absence of Anthony Starr, the man behind Homelander's menacing and iconic portrayal. The eclectic mix of A-listers and eyebrow-raising choices, including the controversial addition of Megan Fox, fuels a vibrant discussion around the casting decisions, especially when Anthony Starr is arguably the reason for Homelander's popularity within the fandom with his performances. As we delve into the mystery of Anthony Starr's exclusion, more and more questions present themselves. Was it a financial tug of war, with budgets influencing who gets a spot on the roster? Or did the voiceover budget going to the pockets of bigger names leave Starr in the shadows? Or, perhaps, was it something else entirely? With these questions and the apparent absence of Anthony Starr, we're reminded that much like the unpredictable battles in Mortal Kombat, the world behind the scenes is a battlefield of its own. Whether influenced by budget limits or negotiations with big stars, Anthony Starr not voicing Homelander in Mortal Kombat 1 adds a new twist to the ongoing saga of Mortal Kombat's history.
But how can fans respond to this development? The answer is simple. Make your voice heard. Leave comments, while maintaining respect, to let the developers, publishers, and those in charge of such circumstances know how you feel. Throughout history, it's been evident that NetherRealm Studios still has some amount of influence over the fate of the Mortal Kombat franchise. Whether reaching out to the creators on social media or expressing your thoughts by leaving comments and sharing this video, let your opinion shape the course Mortal Kombat takes.
If you found this Charcotton Bite-sized episode interesting, be sure to check out our other bite-sized videos, as well as our new episodes of the Realmcast, with our latest guest interview at the time of this recording being with Shah Jahan Khan, the face behind Quan Chi in Mortal Kombat 1. Until next time, remember, every warrior has a story and every saga a lesson.
All right, thank you everybody for watching today's episode. Like I said at the beginning, we have G Fuel. We have a lot of G Fuel, and we want to give it to you guys as a thank you for tuning into the Realmcast and our bite-sized episode and everything that we do. Okay, so we're going to make this pretty simple. All you got to do is leave a comment on any of our videos between now and our next Soul Stream, and every video you leave a comment on, we'll give you one entry. You don't even have to say, we want G Fuel. You can just leave a comment, tell us what you think about our videos, and we will enter you into the drawing. It's that simple. We have four of the brand new G Fuel flavors, including these Mortal Kombat 30th anniversary flavors. There is the Electric Strike, which is the watermelon lemonade. This one is the Raiden flavor. We also have the Scorpion Sting. This one is spicy mango, and it is Scorpion's Mortal Kombat 30th anniversary flavor. Even has the cool Mortal Kombat 2 Scorpion on it. And we have Ice Shatter. This one is blueberry lemonade with Mortal Kombat 3 Sub-Zero on the side of it. These are cool little canisters. They even have the Mortal Kombat 30th anniversary logo. And then we also have the brand new Mortal Kombat 1 flavor, which is the Dancing Dragon. It's Liu Kang's flavor. This one is Dragon Fruit Mango. If you are a fan of, you know, kind of the sweeter, more fruity G Fuel flavors, try this one out. These are their brand new flavors. We're going to be giving away to a lucky winner. For every comment you leave, that'll be one entry to win G Fuel. That's it. Just leave a comment on any videos, as many videos as you want, and hopefully you will win. So test your luck. So if you guys haven't tried G Fuel before, this is a great way to give some of the new flavors a try. These are all the brand new Mortal Kombat flavors, celebrating the release of Mortal Kombat 1, as well as the 30th anniversary of Mortal Kombat. G Fuel's been known to give its players a little bit of a competitive edge, giving you a little bit more energy, focus, endurance, and even a little bit better reaction speed. So if you haven't tried G Fuel, these Mortal Kombat flavors are a great way to try it. And like I said, we're giving it to you guys because we want to say thank you for tuning in to everything that we do here at Mortal Kombat Online. So like I said, all you got to do is leave a comment on any of the Realmcast videos on our YouTube channel between now and our next Soul Stream. And for every comment we receive, we will go through and we will give you one entry for a chance to win. So leave a comment and we will see you guys on the next Soul Stream.